car in the mountains. That's really fiddling, Tim, but it works quite well on the mandolin because the mandolin and the fiddle works just about the same. Tune's the same and so on.
That's an old one from the way back in the 40s, wasn't it? Early 40s.
Yes, I guess it is. First time I ever heard that tune was a fiddler on Charleston, West Virginia, called Natchez the Indian. He come
Never
from the Indian Reservation in Arizona as a boy 17 years old to Charleston, West Virginia. He was a real Indian, and he played a good fiddle. He was a real good fiddle. He's also the first one I ever heard do the Mockingbird. Of course, I'm sure it had been done before he done it, but he really had the bird calls in it and really did it up nice. And seemingly he wasn't only a fiddler. We heard him play a little steel in those days after that, so he must have been more of a musician we thought he was to be.
Well, I think
he went to drinking up there to last. Well, I'm sure he did. And he drank himself right overboard. And I guess, you know, that happens. I was a kid and the girls yesterday here playing the fiddle about to had to watch it. Sometimes fiddles turns you out to be the wrong person. One of the little girls over here, I think she was taking it real serious. Really, the fiddle, we don't blame a fiddle for what happens to you for playing it, you know. Just we just wanted to say something funny about it. And just seemingly, we particularly noticed a lot of fiddlers turn out to be drunks and alcoholics. And oh, Natchez the Indian couldn't be beat. Yeah, Natchez beat me one time in a fiddling contest. That's not saying much either. They was 49 more of them got beat. So I didn't feel too bad about it. Yeah, there's quite a group of fiddlers, I think. About 50 of us played again him in Charleston. And they didn't anybody have a chance again that year then. And I knew that before it started, but I just wanted to be one of them, you know. So, who was that? I've heard of him, but I didn't really know him personally. Oh. Yeah.
You know,
Natchez was my favorite town. I don't know how it'd be now. You know, people has advanced since those days, but as well as I can remember Natchez, he could stand right in here today with the fiddle, I believe. You know, it's been a long time ago.
Well, in them days, he were a lot of good ones. Cowboy Copas was at WCHS at that time.
And let's face it, the old fiddlers were good. Here was Georgie Slim. I can remember him when I was just a young boy, and then be playing, hearing him on some of those far off stations like McAllen, Texas, Del Rio, Texas. He was a fine fiddler, so I mean, we can't really say he wasn't that good, because I guess Natchez was one of the best when it come down to it.
I'm doing slow down on Richard. Quit. Okay, you can do that.
I noticed that a lot of guitar players, I guess, started playing about the same time you did. Play with a thumb pick, a finger pick.
Yeah.
But not too many people do that now. But,
no.
Is that the way they used to play?
That's the way they do.
That's the way. Guitar players used to watch.
Yeah. Well, most of them, you know, like Lester Flatt, he uses thumb picks. Monroe Brothers, Charlie Monroe, he used it. You can feel better. I can hit with this just like a straight pick. You see, I can hit the whole beat. But this gives me a better ring. It's a timing. You can't get that beat with a flat pick. You see, that's why the guitar sounds different by a thumb pick and a finger. Yes, you can get a jump. Get with no straight. Yeah, I use all of these. I don't really know how to do it myself. Clean sweep. It is, they don't do it much anymore. One thing. Yeah, one thing, a thumb pick is heavy, you see. It don't give like a straight pick. And the beat, though, the rhythm is really what counts. You just cannot do it with a flat pick. It's impossible to get that sound. Blow you with a freight train. We can try it again, yeah. Listen. I better take your soul. Mark's a little lazy. I don't think he likes teenies. Hit your D again. See what this one is. You want to do a little close thing and just start? Hit yours now. That old freight train moving along to Ashfield. Oh, the charms that are the charms for me. Makes me think of good old rambling days gone by. Makes me feel so lonely, don't you see? Your whistle freight train, carry me on down the line. Blow your whistle, lady, got rambling on my mind. Yeah, lady, yo, lady. I've got a feeling that I want to ramble, but I know that it will be just me. Guess I'll have to listen to that old smokestack ringing out them lonely songs to me. Blow your whistle, freight train, carry me on down the line. Blow your whistle, lady, got rambling on my mind. Yeah, yeah, lady, yodely, lady. Now I got no home, no friends around me. Riding on the freight train all the day. Gee, I get so lonesome, blue and sad. I wished I had a mother and a dad. Blow your whistle, freight train, carry me on down the line. blow your whistle, lady, he got ramblin' on my mind. Yeah, lady, he do, lady, do.
Thank you.
Leaving out a little bit of the yodeling in it. I'm afraid to try it. Afraid my wind's too short.
I will have Mark to sing. Maybe you got one you'd like to hear him sing and break it up.
And we'll get that in it. Hit that. Blow your whistle free. Carry on down the line. Not yet. Blow your whistle free. Drink. Carry on down the line. I'm supposed to. We got a crack.
There it is.
Is that a steam whistle? All right, Mark, you want up in here and do that?
Now, that guy's got a quick time. I didn't sound
thorough. Won't you do that, Mama Trot? That's pretty good. That's a good song.
Yeah, you want to do Mama Trot?
Something like that makes a hit. Should I back up and let you in there, Bill, so you can get... Or you can hit them.
They're not really dependent on us.
It's your five. She hit your second now. You're sharp to me, y'all. I'll try it. This will go in there loud enough.
Okay. All right, we're going to have Mark here to kind of break it up from D.S. We're going to get to that D's in the high maybe next. And also to him. So we'll find out. Now, this song here tells quite a story. It's happened to lots of people. As long as the world stands, it'll happen to a lot of people. Mama tried. They don't always succeed. Sometimes you have to learn the hard way.
Soul left on all my feet.
after a while. I was surprised.
A number that we'd like to do for you. I think we did this one yesterday and they seemed to like it mighty well, so it seems like we're going to have to do it again for you. This is a song that I got from my dad-in-law, which in his days he was a fine drop thumb banjo player, one of the finest singers you ever heard doing this style of music that we're going to try to do for you, except he did it on the banjo. He passed away about a year ago on my birthday. First day of July, he died of cancer. One of the finest banjo pickers I ever heard, or drop thumb, whatever you want to call it today. He had many, many old songs. I especially like this one that he had. He died at 87 years old. One of the finest fellers you ever hope to meet. He loved his music just like we do, and he sure did play. We'd like to do this one for you here today. When the bees are in the hive, I'll come to you. Thank you. you. When the bees are in the hive, I'll come to you.
Do
I? Have you got anything there?
No, I can play
yeah,
with
you can. Yes, I think I got a few more. I got a few on my banjo I learned from him. I'll get around to one of those after a while. Yes, I still have the banjo that he gave me the banjo when he passed away. Requested that I have the banjo. So I will do one on it after a while.
What is all the words that Chris leave behind me? Behind what shall I leave behind? After I leave all the words tonight,
you'll be an A.
Leave
yeah, sure. Yeah.
For all you
free
fellow
man,
I'm not sure
you are.
We're going to sing Sacred Harp tonight. 7 o'clock, right at Halicker. We will meet there. I'll take it.
Hey.